RSN Central's Form Express.
It's time for the Metro Form Express here on RSN Central. And this man's always doing his best. His name is Mark Guest. Good morning to you, Guesty.
Well, your good self. How are you, Gareth?
I'm well, Guesty. Now, it's a magical day. One of my favourite days of the racing year at Caulfield tomorrow. Three Group 1s, highlighted by the two-year-old event, the Blue Diamond Stakes. Where do we start with your specials?
Early. 12:35 it'll start. Australian Eastern Time, that's Just Benjamin. I thought it was very good when in an unfamiliar role leading and winning at Caulfield. It was only a small margin, but it's much better ridden back. I think the way the race is going to set up is there's going to be a few horses like No Commitment, Tokomochi, Inverloch, all going forward. Even others will be ahead of Just Benjamin. And if they can make a little bit of ground up race one, Just Benjamin will be very hard to beat. I know it's short, but it'll be very hard to beat. Race one, number seven.
They've got a lot of time for that horse, haven't they? They're talking maybe Caulfield Cup later on in the year.
Yeah, they'll just keep improving.
All right, mate, then where do we go?
Look, the Futurity, the three-year-old, Superset. It'll lob in a really good position. Streets of Avalon will lead. Superset sits second. The danger would be Melody Bell, but I just feel the three-year-old, just the way at this time of the year, 55.5 in the right spot. Superset should win, $2.80.
Okay, then where do we go?
Value runner in race number four. I was keen on Neighbourhood. I liked its jump out recently at Cranbourne. Yes, it still does a few things wrong, but I just feel, you know, $9 is a good price about a galloper that goes fairly well. So I thought that was not a bad price to have something on each way. Race four, number seven.
Okay, Guesty, what about the other group ones? Can you find us a winner in the Blue Diamond, please?
If it's on pace, let's be glam. If they're running on or if they're making ground up, Muntasira, because it's drawn wide and swooping, and Hanseatic will need some luck getting through the field. But they're the two runners that I think will be back, can finish hard. If it's on pace, let's be glam. And just in regards to the Oakley Plate, I just think Bivouac. I know he's got a big weight for a three-year-old, 55.5. There's a limit of 51. The last three-year-old to carry such a similar type weight was Fastnet Rock when he carried 57, and that was on a limit of 52.5. So, again, 4.5 kilograms above the limit weight, Bivouac's got the same. And he's got a great profile. He's raced well at Caulfield. He'll get into a good position behind all the speed. And Craig Williams going for his first Oakley Plate, would you believe? I think he can do it with Bivouac.
Okay, Guesty. So you're confident tomorrow?
Yes, with those ones I mentioned, absolutely.
Your very best?
Let's go to Superset, race six, number eight.
Good on you, Guesty. Yeah, the Brill Cream will be looking good tomorrow, I reckon, when you head out to the nightclubs at St Kilda after dominating on the punt on a Saturday afternoon.
That. I'll see you there.
Have you found love yet, Guesty?
No. Oh, the horses.
Yeah, the horses. But yeah, I thought, yeah, that's it. No love. Oh, okay.
When they win, I'm falling in love every time they win.
Married at first sight for you next year. We need to organise that. Thank you, Guesty.
No thanks. Bye-bye.
Let's go to one champ to another. He is in Melbourne tomorrow. The King of the West, the Wizard, William Pike. G'day, Pikey.
Hey, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Have you arrived here yet?
No, I'm actually on my way to the airport now. So I'll get in about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Okay, you're looking forward to seeing. First of all, in the Peter Young Stakes, the last race on the card, how good is this horse, Regal Power?
Oh, I think he's pretty good. He's been good to me already, so no, I think he's pretty good.
With his pattern, he just gets back, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We found that I think I got beat in a class one at Bunbury when I put him 1-1. Was pretty disappointed, and then when we've left him alone, he keeps coming with a strong run.
He's one of those horses, the uglier you ride him, the better he goes, because he seems to go a lot better when he's to the outside.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's anything too tricky about it. I think I just kept running into trouble when I was on the inside. I just kept being a magnet for it. So I think in the end, Mr. Peter said, all right, just get to the outside, stop mucking around, and then we got to see the real horse.
What's his best trip in your eyes?
I'm not really sure. It probably up around the 2000 or, yeah, somewhere there.
Has he come back well? You've been on his back since he had a really good summer, which was highlighted by that Group 1 Railway Stakes.
Yes, he obviously come out of that good and had just a little short break. He's had those two trials. He felt great in them. He's won his trials, which is surprising because I thought he might have been a bit more dour after only a short break. And so, yeah, he went good. I thought his trials were good.
Now, Pikey, how important is it for this horse to stay in the care of Grant and Alana Williams? Obviously, I think it's nearly one of the first times they've been given the responsibility to travel a horse at least to Melbourne anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a big occasion, a big chance for all of us. Normally, we're no stranger to having the nice horses here, but we obviously end up watching them from here over the east. So for us all, we'll be given a chance. It's pretty nice, so... And I think this horse is the right horse for them to take because he is a bit quirky. So I think if any horse is going to go well and knowing him already, then this will be one of them.
What do you know about Hummer Hummer? Is it good enough to win an Oakley Plate?
I think so. It's been good. I've drawn a nice alley to sit just behind him. I won't probably be that close to him, but I'll be able to let the speed go and I should be able to have the last crack at him if we're good enough on the day.
How good Superstorm, the 3-year-old that'll go towards the Guineas?
Oh, I think he's pretty good. I really like him. I think his win was pretty good the other day. It just felt hard to make up ground on the day. I felt like I let down sensationally and still really struggled to put the margin on him that it felt like I deserved with the way he let down.
Can tell him we're coming win the Pinjarra Classic on Sunday?
I think he can. He trialled last week or the week before, and yeah, he flew. He just seems to be getting better with age, which is a bit of a surprise because probably two preps ago I thought he might have been done, but every time he goes for a spell, he comes back stronger.
So he'll be hard to beat there on Sunday. Hey, Pikey, great to be here. So we'll see you in Melbourne. The best of luck.
Yes, cheers, mate. I'll see you out there.
Okay, welcome back here to RSN Central. It is at the halfway point, basically, of the Form Express for the Metro meetings. And there's a big meeting, of course, in Sydney tomorrow, highlighted by that 3-year-old clash in the Hobartville with some of the best 3-year-olds in the land going around. Ronnie Duff, as he joins us. Good morning, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth.
Do you like this card?
I do. It hasn't dried out as much as I would have thought, but we've had a deluge of soaking rain on this Rose Hill track, and I'm just hoping we miss this 1 or 2 mils that is around this afternoon. So we're working at this stage with a heavy 8. I'm hoping to get to a 7 or better, and a 6-metre rail. So look, a really good program with some really nice horses resuming.
Where do we start with your best bets?
I think there's an opportunity in race 3. Races 3, 4 and 6 I like. Race 3, number 3, Blaze a Trail. Look, I know she's a star, Celsa Bill. The price doesn't sit right with me. She was $1.55 in Inglis Millennium, which was, I'd say, a 4 or 5 lengths worse race than this. And all of a sudden, they put up $1.55 again against some really promising 2-year-olds. She's got glue-on shoes on. Little talk about her gallop. With Atana last week, with Atana was going better, but she didn't have blinkers on. So, look, I just want to back the other horse at the price at the $8, Blaze a Trail. He's a ripper, this horse. I remember him walking in the yard there in the Golden Gift. He's a big, strong, raw horse. You know, you'd expect that he'd be better with a preparation under his belt. He did beat Celsa Bill home that day. He's had a nice little grounding with 2 trials. And I like the way he's relaxed better in the trials this preparation than last. So, I think he's here to make a statement and stamp himself into the slipper Blaze a Trail, and I'd rather be on him each way. So race 3, number 3, Blaze a Trail. The best of the days in race 4, number 1, White Moss. She won this race last year. Savatiano run 3rd in that race. Second up form is great. 4 preparations for 3 wins second up, including this race second up last year. Loves it wet. Positions well in the run. Although up 2 kilos from last year, Savatiano's up 2 kilos as well. And although she's got fresh form, her higher ratings are second up. So I think they should be a lot closer in the market. So it's time to bet with race 4, number 1, White Moss. The next one's a bit of a guess. Race 6, number 1, at double figure odds, the Mushed Ear. Now, this horse, first up after a few months in Australia, he ran a ripper in the Caulfield Cup, beating 1.8 lengths. That has to be winning form for a race like this if he reproduces that performance. With all this speed up front in this race, he could easily get over the top of them. So if he's in order, I'd like him to be firm late in the market. But if he is, I think he's the one to beat. Race 6, number 1, Amustajir.
Do you have an opinion in the Hobartville?
Well, on Monday when the noms come out, I said, oh, well, I'm going to oppose microphone. But when the actual final field and the track conditions have come into play, you want to be on him. And all these back markers, and he's race fit, and they're all first up. He's had the 1,400-metre win under his belt. He'll push forward, and he's, you know, if he doesn't win this race, I'd have question marks if he's going any good. So I think it has to be microphone to beat Castelvecchio.
Good on you, Duff. Good punting.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ronnie Duffsey looking at Rose Hill, and Richard Litt was, well, hoping he would join us, but we'll hopefully catch up with him a little later on. Racing at Eagle Farm there tomorrow in Brisbane. Michael Maxworthy joins us. G'day, Maxie.
Hello, Gareth. It's a good 9 race card tomorrow. I've got one around about $10 that we can back each way, and then a couple of safe bets later tomorrow afternoon at the farm.
Okay, where do we start with your specials there, Maxie?
All right, well, our each-way specials, race 5, around about $10 on tab at the moment, number 7, Trail of Glory. This is over 1,000. She's first up. The negative is that she's not really a 1,000-metre horse, but I thought she trialled well without blinkers the other day, finding the line strongly. Jockey didn't move, so she's mad fresh. She's got her blinkers on. She's got the inside gate at a high-pressure race where the likes of Gypsy Top, Blue Seattle, Godfather's Girl will really hook into it early. She'll probably sit back 3 or 4 lengths off them, but here at Eagle Farm, they can swamp the leaders, provided they get the right speed in the race, which I think will happen tomorrow. So each way, race 5, number 7, Trail of Glory. Then we're going to a good thing in race 8, a horse called Prophet, number 1. Now, he's got alligator blood form. He's only had 6 starts, 3 wins, loves it here at home at the farm. First up, he ran second at Eagle Farm behind alligator blood, was only beaten 2 lengths. And then he went to the Magic Millions Guineas and was 7th there behind alligator blood again, but nothing worked out for him. He was 3 deep, and then he was shunted 8 wide, turning into the straight. In the wash-up, he was 5 lengths off alligator blood. And I just think he's the class horse here. And then in the last, the Rob Heathcote-trained race 9, number 5, Emerald Kingdom. Now, he's at about $2.40. All he needs is luck in running. It's a big field. He's got a good gait, but a very progressive horse. He's going for 5 wins on the trot. So I think those 3, Gareth, race 5, number 7, $10 each way, 8-1 Prophet at 2.7, and then 9-5 Emerald Kingdom at 2.4.
Maxie, usually it's a big fill-up with you there in Brisbane on a Saturday afternoon. Love your work, and good luck there tomorrow. We'll catch up with you next week.
Righto, Gareth. Fingers crossed.
There's Michael Maxworthy, our Brisbane metropolitan expert here on RSN Central. Time to head to Adelaide to catch up with Nadia Horn. Hello, Nadia.
Hello, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Not a bad meeting there in Adelaide tomorrow. Do you like the card?
I don't mind it. Of course, we are on the inner track, so pattern of racing, where they get to in the runners is all important, but it looks a competitive meeting.
Okay, where do we start with your specials there on that card?
Well, Logan McGill's got a horse called Canstar, who is accepted within race 3 there tomorrow. He's also got the horse accepted for the Yarra Valley meeting as well. So we're just going to have to monitor to see which way he does go there. But if it happens to line up in Adelaide, it looks pretty well suited, this mare. Look, she's got good tactical speed. She's going to settle handy. She's been going around in provincial 58 grade in Victoria, and she gets to a Metro 58 in Adelaide, which sort of races a pretty much a similar standard. And off of her recent form, I feel she's going to be pretty hard to beat. But her big asset is the fact that she's got that tactical speed and she's fit with a claim. So I like her in race 3, number 9, Canstar. We then move on to the 2,400-metre race, and I thought that Epa de Mont, number 8, looked very well placed in this race. She's a mare who's been up a long time, and she's racing well. Probably her last 3 runs have been some of her better runs in her career. She's off of a performance when she was only beaten a length in the Strathalbyn Cup at her most recent run. She's probably going to settle, you know, midfield in the race. There looks to be a strong tempo for a staying contest, but the fact that she's racing so well, key being too that they've elected to claim on her, which we'll see her only getting with the 52 kilos off the 54 minimum. So she's very well weighted. So that's in race 4, number 8, Epa de Mont. And the other horse I'm keen on comes up in race 8. 8, the card players, is a, another Victorian, which heads over the border, Georgie Cartwright. She looks like she's got a pretty good book of rides there tomorrow. And you're getting around $5 about this horse who comes off of a performance at Sandown last time out, which we saw him placed. It was a good run in 70 grade off of a very fast tempo. Now, the horse has raced quite consistently this time in. It's had the three runs back. And the fact it's over 1,400 metres on a track where it's going to settle up on speed in the run, it'll give you a good sight as well. So there's three horses all around that, you know, ranging between $3.50 and $5. Race 3, number 9, Canstar. Race 4, the 8, Epidemonts. And race 8, the Card Players.
What's your best there, Nads?
Look, my best, if I was having to have a look at one that I thought was going to be pretty hard to beat, I do think in race 4, the 8, Epidemont does look the best bet on the program.
All right then, Nadia. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning as well. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
Metropolitan Harness Racing tomorrow night at Melton. And he's back. Jason Boddington joins us. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Do you like this meeting?
I actually do. It's for a non-feature meeting, so to speak. Yep. It's quite enticing. It's very hard to find stone-cold stinking certainties, but there's a fair bit of value, and there's certainly an unusual situation transpiring in the first race where there's been a horse marked in early markets at $1.95 that I've marked $14, so hopefully we can find one to beat it in the first.
So someone's made a mistake.
Well, either me or them. And
What price is it now?
Well, it's going to take a little while before we get, I guess, an accurate reading. It's a little bit like the stock market. I think it's just gone up on the ASX, and now we're just going to work out exactly where it's going to settle. But there's no way on God's green earth that it should be anything like $1.95.
Well, fixed odds are not available with the tap.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true, Gareth. That's what we've got to wait for. Well, it might not be with the ASX. It's on the underground market at the moment, and when it gets onto the ASX, we'll work out exactly what price it should be.
It's a irrelevant market, probably, because you wouldn't be able to get on anyway, so why bother?
Well, the truth is, still it's unusual to see. Very rarely, I can tell you, Gareth, that I finish doing the Saturday form and see one that I've marked 14 come up at $1.90, but we'll see how it all works out.
Is that Bakes laughing in the background?
Yeah, it's Bakes.
G'day. We're doing our podcast, Gareth.
How are you, Blake?
Good.
He's a little bit of a giggler, our Bakes.
Hey, let's have a competition, you two lads. All right, $100, you get to spend at Melton tomorrow night. Let's see who's the best one.
Okay.
Is this Jamie Ennis and Troy Little?
Yeah. You can be...
The Bakes v. Boddington.
You can... Tell me this, Gareth. I heard... Did Jamie Ennis come out and tip a horse? Are these two dog people, did he tip a horse on the first one of these segments or what?
Yeah, did it win? I think I'll have to check. With...
No, it didn't win.
No. Jesus, you got to be tipping winners, Jimmy, if you're tipping a harness horse and you're a greyhound trainer. But you know what? That's what I love about this show. It's all about, you know, you might hear a whisper and we give him that platform, and it was a lot of fun, and he got it wrong, and he has to live with it now for a week.
Yeah, I actually, a few people were telling me you were carving us up. We gave you a couple of bum steers in the $1,000 challenge on Monday. I was tipping the house down for the first half of the program, but you get on the radio and talk about the fact that you did your dough. You're talking through your pocket.
It was unfortunate. It's part of our challenge. And Blake, you know how important it is, don't you?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
We gave you an opportunity to make superstars of yourself, and they didn't even figure. It was embarrassing.
Gareth. You save us for Thursday or Friday when the challenge is ready.
All right, Blake. I like it.
We're going to go head to head here because we got different horses in the same race. So race 5, my best on the program is Scotland Beach. I'll have the lot on it, and Bakes, you like Mirakuru.
I do, number 2 at $16 early. Well, we'll see what price comes up, but 25 each way on race 5, number 2, and 25 each way on race 6, number 7, tough call.
And I'm just having 100 straight out on Scotland Beach, race 5, number 5.
Any other specials outside of that? We'll put that on the social media platforms, and we'll keep you boys, and we'll keep a tally. And, Mike, we like to keep people accountable. It's a serious
game. We have to, Gareth.
Thank you.
Especially these two boys.
Yes. All right then, lads. Anything else that we should be punting?
Michael's still paying his power bills with Villarreal from about 6 months ago that I gave him. There's a few here I haven't tipped on top, but I reckon they're value. Race 7, number 8, My Cash in the Ian Daff Memorial. Yep. If Miss McGonagall chooses to hold the lead, which we hope she does, obviously, under those circumstances, I reckon Miller Joy, assisted a Men in Gate, the Bircher Bull, can potentially win race 2 if Blittle gets caught too far back in the field, around $8 in early markets. And I also don't mind...
Race 10, number 6.
Race 10, number 6, and that is Prada Sun. Now, Tangoing with Sierra went like she should be in the Ladyship Mile last start at Yarra Valley, but I reckon Prado Sun leads for Alan McDonough. And you know what it's like over the short course at Melton. If you're in front and your major danger's 10 or 15 metres behind you at the start, then it can be very, very hard to bridge that gap, Gareth.
Enjoy your work, lads. And where can we listen to the podcast?
You can listen to the podcast via SoundCloud from the Trots website. So go onto the Trots and all the...
We're on all the major podcast
apps. All the major podcast platforms. And we talk... It's just a little bit loose. It shouldn't be much looser than when we're talking with you, Gareth. Yeah. It's probably another 5% looser than that.
Okay, well, that'd be riveting. Can't wait to tune in. Oh, I love you, boys. Hey, good punting. Hey, I'm on Bakes' team. I'm on Team Bakes for this challenge.
Thanks, Gareth. I like that.
Good stuff, Gareth.
Hey, catch you tomorrow night. There you go. It is Jason Boddington. Greyhound action tomorrow night. It doesn't get much better. Hey, Georgie Farrugia, welcome back.
How are you, mate? I tell you what, there's going to be some ego crushes with these head-to-head bets you've got going.
Yeah.
These celebrities, mate. I tell you, it'd be hilarious.
I know.
You can't wait.
I can't wait. Hey, Georgie, I might find someone to go head-to-head with you.
Yeah, that's no problem. We can do that, mate. But what about tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the great nights of racing, as we said, this and the Melbourne Cup night with the Boltrice Heats for Sandown are the two best nights in greyhound racing in this state. For sure, and there's some cracking races. And what we like about it, Gareth, is if you don't win, you're out. What did Ricky Bobby say on Talladega Nights? If you're not first, you're last.
Yes.
And that's just about it in races like this. And I think we've got a couple of winners that we can pass on to the pundits.
Australia Cups aren't win on Saturday week. They're won tomorrow night.
Absolutely. You got to start. You've got to be in a little bit of form. There's two I like a little bit later on in the program. Race 9, number 2, Tigalong Tonk. At around the $2.70 mark, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. I think his prep's been very nice. He's had two runs at Ballarat, broken 25 seconds on both occasions, Gareth. Won the derby there in very impressive fashion. Really solid record here at the Meadows. Only missed the place once from 8 starts. And I think he's just starting to redline this greyhound. I think he's drawn okay as well. So... Race 9, number 2. And how can you go past Kay Sheng, the Launceston Cup winner? Another one. Only had the one start, the Meadows went 30.06. But as we said, his line of work in the last 4 to 6 weeks, Gareth, has been as good as anything in the country, to be fair. He ran third in a pause of thunder, got beaten in the heat by Feral Frankie, absolutely demoralised a very good Launceston Cup field. And he's around the $2 mark, race 10, number 3. I think later on in the program is where our two best come from. Those having a play on the quaddy, Gareth, and make sure, just check your scratchings tomorrow. Yep. But in Group 1 races, not many people like to scratch their dogs. 2, 3 and 6, into 1, 2 and 3, into 1, 4 and 8, into 3, 4, 7 and 8. And you've declared Just Terms a winner of the Super Stayers. She's in one of the earlier heats, and she's a very short price favourite.
All right, Georgie, wait a sec. Georgie, can you please give me your quaddy for that big meeting at the Meadows tomorrow night?
Absolutely. Sorry about waffling on there, Gareth, but I'm getting excited with this meeting. 2, 3, 6, into 1, 2 and 3, into 1, 4 and 8, into 3, 4, 7 and 8 tomorrow night. We'll have a look at it again tomorrow with you and see if there's any major scratchings, but I doubt it. I think everyone's ready to go for tomorrow.
Just Terms just gets on it, wins the Super Stayers, just in a zone at the moment. So there's a moral for you. Shimmer Shimer, we're about to have a chat to Tommy Daly. Looking forward to that. And then,
absolutely,
of course, I think Whiskey Riot, mate. I'm on the bandwagon. Our greyhound.
Yeah, that's a really, really tough race. And I'm not. Of course, Whiskey Riot's in really good form, but he's going to have to be right up at what he did last week, because that's a great race. Shimmer Shine cannot wait to see what he does, because he's got Hardstyle Rico drawn next to him. He's run 29.63 at the Meadows. So when you jump straight back into a Group 1, there's no easy beats, that's for sure. But Shimmer Shine, I'd just love to see him jump to the front and make that final. It would be a terrific story after some injury concerns in the last couple of weeks.
Bring on tomorrow night. Thanks for that, George.
Speak then, mate.
There's Georgie Farrugia there. The Daily team, they're always hard to beat on such a big night. And there's no bigger night really in greyhound racing than Australian Cup heat night there at the Meadows. And Tommy Daly joins us now here on RSN Central. Hello to you, Tom.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thanks, mate. First of all, Jarrow Bale keeps drawing the 8, which is probably the box he doesn't want in the opening heat of the Australian Cup.
Yeah, that's starting off on the right foot, and especially the pink at the Meadows. But that's what he's drawn, so don't worry about it. Just put him in, and he's feeling well and working well, so we'll just say yes.
Everybody wants to know how Shimmer Shine is. He's drawn box 1 in heat 2 of the Aussie Cup.
Yeah, he's all right. He's he probably needs a little bit of race to get him back to top form, but he's trying well, and he's drawn perfectly. It's a very hard race, but I expect him to race well, so there's no reason why he can't go around. He's going well.
So how far off his best is he, Tom?
Well, he probably needs a bit of competitive race to just get him to 100%, but he's not that far off it.
Okay, that's exciting. What about heat number three? Aston K goes around from box number seven.
Yeah, he'll like it out there. And he's a young dog that's got some ability, but this race is always hard. It's not an easy race, but if he can get a bit of room early, I'm hoping he can get somewhere near him at the first turn. And he always powers home, so we'll see how he goes.
Okay, you've got a host of other strong chances there on the night. Tommy, what would be your best hope, you think, in the heats of the Australian Cup and the Super Stage? You've got some nice hopes as well.
We should have tried to probably be our number one pick for the Australian Cup. And we've got Rockstar Beeve and Rockstar Prince over the 700. Rockstar Prince has been crying out for 700 again. So we'll see how they go. They should be competitive over the 700. And whatever they do this week, they'll be better next week.
Can't wait to see Shimmer Shine, Tommy. And go Rockstar Gareth as well. He was close last week. His day will come again. Good on you, Tommy.
Good on you. Thanks.